From inside the bunker of the MTD radio studios, I'm Tom, a recent charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Eddy County commissioners have been made aware that a man camp facility located in southern Carlsbad was selected by a contractor through the federal government to serve as a processing center for migrants from the southern border. Stephen McCutcheon, the chairman of the Eddy County Commissioners.
So it appears that it is true if all the contract documents have been signed, but it appears it is happening. Word is that it'll be at the Iron Horse Man Camp facility on the southern end of Carlsbad.
So what's been the reaction from citizens there in Carlsbad?
You can read Facebook and looks like citizens are very opposed.
What was your reaction when they finally said, we're bringing them here?
We were taken back. It was a pretty big surprise for us to get that information. And obviously, I represent the constituents, and I've got the same sentiment.
McCutcheon recently toured the Johnson Ranch in Columbus, New Mexico, with District 1 Congresswoman Yvette Harrell.
The number of illegals they have had coming across their land and damaging their infrastructure and putting their family in risk and danger has just been astronomical.
Eddy County State Representative and Minority Whip Leader Jim Townsend confirmed to MTD Radio News on Sunday night that between 900 and 1,000 families will be coming to the man camp. The community of Hobbs had the most population growth in the county during the past decade. That according to data from the U.S. Census, Hobbs grew 19.5%. Lovington was second with 8.7. Jow was third at 7.3, followed by Eunice at 3.5 growth, and Tatum towed the line with a negative 17.7, losing 249 residents during that period. Health professionals who have been on the front lines in New Mexico in treating COVID-19 patients the past several months will now be facing a decision on whether to get vaccinated if they haven't done so already. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham issued a mandate last week requiring all health professionals to do so by the end of this week or lose their jobs. Roswell Mayor Dennis Kentai, who's over the COVID-19 operations in Chambers County, is asking why the governor's doing this now.
All of a sudden, are they not good enough to continue in the roles they've been fulfilling for over a year? Is the governor listening to the wrong people and making the wrong decision? She and her cronies are not understanding what the problems are in New Mexico, and she and her cronies are acting like little dictators.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.